Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to TipTV Finance, where I'm joined by Peter Watson from Watson's Wi-Fi. How are you today, Peter?
Very well, thank you.
Are you enjoying the light dusting of rain that's outside the TipTV towers?
I am indeed. I just felt like a little bit of moisture was needed.
Spitting of snow?
Yes, that's
wrong,
right.
Wrong adjective.
Absolutely.
Right, so what's on your mind this week?
Right, well, so on the macro front, there have been some interesting developments in Asia. So you've got, first of all, this morning, anyway, South Korean president has been impeached. I mean, this was put in train in December, but it will mean that there should be an election due on May the 9th.
Is she the one that Donald Trump phoned and like people got really upset? Is that somebody else?
Not quite sure, actually. Not quite sure. But anyway, basically...
Taiwan, that was Taiwan, wasn't it?
Right, right.
But anyway, so yeah. this person allegedly has done one or two misdemeanors?
Yeah, that's right, was accused of diverting conglomerate money, including Samsung's, towards one of her old friends. She suggested that they should donate quite a lot of money to her friend's charitable foundations. So anyway, that was the deal.
Charity begins at home.
That's right, absolutely. If you can't look after your friends, who can you look after? Then after that, we had there was another thing earlier on this week as well, which I think is really interesting. I mean, people might not think so, but I do. Yeah. The Prime Minister Abe, Shinzo Abe of Japan, Japanese, yes. Prime Minister. They look like they're basically the ruling party have changed the rules so that he will be able to get a third term. Now, until now, Japanese prime ministers have been restricted to two terms in office, but this rule change is pretty earth-shattering.
You do like what Putin did, like you swap with a friend, you know?
Kind of. Mind you, Abe has had two, this is his second go at being prime minister, but just as a little tester for you, how many prime ministers do you think have been in Japan since 2000, and versus how many prime ministers in the UK in that time period?
Since 2000?
Yeah.
It's something like 10-5?
That's not bad, actually. It's 8-4.
Right.
So there you go, you got the ratio correct.
Well, yeah.
And that's Japan 8, clearly.
I didn't want to get it totally right, because I rehearsed it or something.
Well, there you go.
Obviously, I never do.
No, indeed. So that was that. That's very interesting, because usually it's a revolving door. So
I think you're going to ask about Italy, because, you know, Italy, they've had, like, you know, it's easy to count the people who haven't been Prime Minister of Italy.
All right, okay, so, no,
even Berlusconi became Prime Minister,
yes.
So it was just, you know.
Yeah.
Good.
Then we had China lowering its GDP target, so it went from the rather wide range of 6.5 to 7% to around 6.5%.
I love the way they don't sort of make a forecast. They say this is what it will be.
Yes.
Which is unusual for. I mean, it gets rid of that economic forecasting margin of error.
That's right.
You know, because, you know, economists in general, they couldn't predict whether night would follow day. But in Japan, in China, they manage it.
That's right.
You tell what it's.
I just think that they're just looking out for economists, aren't they? They just want to make their daily life easier by saying this is what the GDP is going to be, and you know you can.
They do the same for astrologers.
Don't know. Be a good idea.
It really would help, actually.
They do a bit of that, don't they? Yeah. Anyway, then the other thing is next week, of course, we've got the Dutch elections coming up. You know, it looks really close. Yeah, Mr. Wilders.
Yeah.
He puts the Wilders.
I think it's Wilders, actually.
Wilders, yeah, sorry.
You know, it's like a...
Sorry.
You know,
yeah.
So...
Party, yeah. So we'll see what happens.
Sitting there with his couscous, hoping he's going to win.
Well, absolutely. Who knows? I mean, all the mainstream parties say they're not going to have a coalition with him. But I mean, is that actually workable? I don't know. But anyway, we'll see what happens soon enough. I think it's March 15th, isn't it? This week,
the Ides of March.
Indeed. So apart from that, I thought, you know, looking at this week at some leading indicators. So I think in the financial industry, obviously the big thing this week was Standard Life's takeover of Aberdeen Asset Management. At £3.8 billion, that's relatively chunky. I think that there's a lot of operational overlap between the two. So I guess that the middle office sort of employees are going to be feeling particularly vulnerable at this stage.
We feel very sorry for them.
Well, it is bad.
It's the merger of two of the most boring companies in the history of mankind, isn't it?
They are fairly staid, it must be said, yes.
So, and it hasn't got them anywhere either, really.
No, not so far. I mean, they've lost, haven't they? One of their lead fund managers resigned, didn't he? I think earlier on this week, but
fell asleep.
I don't know. Maybe. But anyway, I thought that
did you enjoy the way that? I mean, the week before, I think it was the week before last. Yeah. Probably last week actually. Warren Buffett said that active fund managers are useless. You might as well just have a tracker.
That's great coming from Mr. Buffett.
Well, no, because he's actually one of the few people, one in 100, who's consistently better than a tracker. But so he can say that. But as his parting gesture to the whole fund management.
Yeah, but surely though, in Warren Buffett's case, he should want a lot of mediocre people because that way he can look better, can't he? I mean, if everyone was as good as him, then he'd just be, you know.
Yeah, but that was a pretty bad. That was a pretty. I mean, that was a stabbing. And anyway, just 5 days later, you see the merger of these two companies.
No, but it's interesting. But I think it's there are wider implications here. I think that the financial industry is struggling to cope with all this increased amount of regulation. And I would imagine that more of this is going to, you're going to see more and more of this, as time goes on. And I think that it is going to accelerate. So there's that. That's a bit of a leading indicator. Other than that, consumer spending. I thought there's a few interesting bits here. So Foxtons, God love them. They had poor results this week. Is that beginning of a downturn potentially?
They've got this this office in Park Lane, which looks like it's like a palace. It looks like literally it's like Disneyland. It's that big.
Yeah,
with the little cars and everything else like that. Yeah. I'm just waiting to see how long are they going to stay there, because I cannot believe it's cost effective.
Yeah.
For them to have that versus the cost of having a website where you just click on the mouse and get your rental or your. But that must cost them like £1 million a month or something. It must be horrific.
Yeah, it must. It
vanity trophy, office.
Yeah, it must do. But maybe people want to go somewhere like that and sit down and. Drink sparkling mineral water or something. or champagne, I don't know. Well, maybe they do that in there, I don't know. I've not been to that one, or any of them actually. But anyway, so sales for them were down 11%, revenues were down 23%, and importantly, I think, the number of homes they sold last year down by 54%. So pretty serious stuff, I think.
That's George Osborne's fault, because he raised stamp duty.
That's right, yes.
And then he leaves and he earns £650,000 a year just for one day a week.
Yeah. Great, isn't it? It's really good. Everyone's like, I wish I could do that. But anyway, then after that we got, so John Lewis, there was news out today and earlier on this week, I think it was noticeably, that their staff bonus has been cut from 10% of their base salary from last year to 6% this year, and that's despite them actually knocking it out of the park in terms of their overall performance. They had a 21% hike in pre-tax profits, but I get the feeling that they're sort of positioning themselves for what they expect to be not such good trading conditions going forward, so maybe a bit of forward planning from them. Again, John Lewis, often seen as a sort of leading indicator because of its mix of food and non-food and sort of exposure to Middle England. So I thought that was interesting as well. Yeah. And then after that, Just Eat, of course. I think this is a potentially exciting way of trying to divine what's going to happen in the UK economy. Obviously, eating out, takeaways, and delivery as well, very much a discretionary spend. I think if you're feeling pretty flush and you're doing well, you're probably going to be more likely to pick up that phone, make the call. And get the food. But in a downturn, I think that's something that will vanish very, very easily. So I think essentially,
I was thinking fat, lazy people who just can't be bothered to go out and get their food, and they want somebody to bring it to them.
Quite possibly, but I'd say that's a bit of a fascist remark.
Then it's not.
Quite sensitive to that, actually.
Then it's not discretionary. Yeah. It's a necessity, isn't it? Really.
Yeah.
If you can't be.
Well,
bothered.
It's not a necessity, is it? Really. I mean, you know, take away phone. It's not a necessity. So anyway, I just think that, you know, it actually might be worth watching that quite closely, and if it turns round, you know. Could be a great way of seeing into the future.
Okay.
So there you go. Apart from that, there was something else. You know, I've been obviously noticed. It wasn't actually this week. It was something from last week. But I thought it was quite a good development.
Is this our photo joke?
Yeah. It's got something to do with that. Yeah.
Okay.
So. The thing is, you strike me as a man who wants to be time efficient. You're a man about town. You're rushing around. You want to make sure that every second counts, don't you? I mean, that's why I travel by bus.
Well, I get the C2, I get the 148. I'm everywhere.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, look, Pizza Hut have come up with a brilliant innovation. I don't know if we can see that. So. These are high tops, but what they've done is they've cleverly called them pie tops.
Do you see
what they've done there? And what you do is, you see that there's a button on the tongue.
Yeah.
And when you feel the need, you press the button on the tongue, and there is a sort of geo-tagging device.
Oh, okay.
Which picks up your nearest Pizza Hut. And then you have a pre-order, and it will come to you. So, can you imagine yourself having something like that?
Yeah, I can, actually. It's a bit like Back to the Future, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I can, certainly. I mean, I don't know if we can... Yeah, you see? I mean, I think that you look particularly relaxed there. And, you know, you are clearly waiting for your pizza to arrive.
That's clearly not my body.
I don't know. I mean, it looks pretty similar. I think it's pretty similar.
It's actually very similar, but it's just not hairy enough.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But otherwise, it's perfect in every detail, actually.
Brilliant.
So, I think that's really. I'd like to take that home with me. That's
yeah. No, I think it's quite touching,
isn't
it?
Really. Yes, yes, no, yes, it is. Exactly. Good, isn't it? So, is that you're done for the week?
I'm afraid so. Yes.
It's always good to finish on a high note.
Well, absolutely.
Unfortunately, we couldn't.
Or on a pie note.
On a pie note. Yes, exactly. Yes. But on that note. Peter Watson from Watson's Wi-Fi, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.